You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Cooking classes, community gardens, walking groups, these are typically the kind of wellness activities that mayors of towns and cities champion. Light banter, photo opportunities, everybody goes home happy, perhaps even a little healthier. But making constituents talk about their own deaths, that's another matter altogether. Alana Gordon brings us the story of a town in New Jersey where the talk is getting serious.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
The annual prayer breakfast at Gloucester Township's Community Center involves everything you'd expect. Praying.
Remember, there's coffee and decaf coffee.
Plus,
and
scrambled eggs, socializing. But this breakfast, it has something extra.
I'm here for the National Day of Prayer. I wasn't expecting to see a board that says, before I die.
Anita Braun is referring to a giant black chalkboard up front. You can't miss it. It's towering over the front podium and blocking the big bingo scorecard. Written in huge gray letters on the board is the phrase, before I die, dot, dot, dot. Then there's lots of blank lines.
Well, we noticed it when we walked in the door and we were like, is this a bucket list we're doing today? Or what is this?
It's a little scary to me. It hits a little too close to home at times.
That is Jen Corradetti and Beth Connolly, members of a nearby church. The man responsible for the board is Gloucester Township's mayor, David Mayer.
Well, first of all, it definitely gets your attention.
Mayer, yes, that is the mayor's last name, says, fear not, this conversation board is meant to inspire.
And then individuals are given the ability to write in chalk what they want to do before they die.
And have you written anything on it?
The first time I put educate individuals about end-of-life decisions.
Mayer is leading a new initiative in this town of about 70,000 called Conversation of a Lifetime. The aim is to encourage people to have what can be really uncomfortable conversations about end-of-life care. Think what life support means to you. Who'd make decisions about your care if you couldn't? Mayer says his motives for this are personal.
We went through this process last year with my mother, and she passed in July. We were confronted with many decisions, my father, sister, and I, that it's difficult to make when you don't go through life talking about them.
As his mom's diabetes complications got worse, Mayer's family faced situations involving hospice and nursing homes they'd never anticipated. Figuring out what her wishes were each step of the way, it was tough.
You're in this whirlwind, and all you hear is the wind around you, right? Because you're just caught up in what's happening.
Mayer's not alone. Research is finding that poor planning can lead to a lesser quality of life. But it's not like Mayer had this experience and was then like, hey, I'm going to lead a campaign about dying. The woman responsible for that is Janan Dave. She's with the Mayor's Wellness Initiative in New Jersey.
We work with over 350 mayors. We've done a lot of, you know, walk with the mayor, healthy cooking classes, community gardens.
Dave admits an end-of-life campaign might seem like a stretch for a wellness coalition. But her group was convinced that mayors, being trusted leaders of their communities, could make a difference. That's in part because of a recent poll of New Jersey residents, which found that most of those surveyed were comfortable with the idea of end-of-life planning. It's just that they weren't doing anything about it.
There's not really a space for this to happen, and they don't have the push to get them started.
Dave had reason to believe that a culture shift in end-of-life planning is possible at the community level. She and others often look to this place halfway across the country. It has a kind of rock star status when it comes to advanced care planning.
La Crosse, Wisconsin is a lively Mississippi River town that talks a lot about death.
But there's one thing that makes La Crosse stand out.
Tonight you'll see something remarkable going on at a hospital in Wisconsin.
Unlike the rest of the U.S., just about everyone in La Crosse, Wisconsin is talking about end-of-life care. But it wasn't always this way. And the change, it was not spurred by the mayor. It was largely thanks to a guy named Bud Hammes, a clinical ethicist at one of the main hospitals in town.
I just raised a question, why do we do things this way?
Hammes noticed several years ago that no one was aware of people's preferences. He says one of the biggest realizations was that people didn't know how to have these planning conversations. Hammes gives this example. You tell your family, hey, if I'm a vegetable, just let me go. Great. Glad we went over that.
But in fact, that statement, we're pretty clear, will not be helpful, because when the time comes and there's been a serious injury, family members will say, well, what did Dad really mean when he said being a vegetable? Was it this or was it something else?
Hammes then created a new kind of role, advanced care planning facilitators. These were nurses, social workers, trained to help patients and families actually go through this planning process and make sure the health system was also aware of those wishes. The model spread throughout town, and the result? Nearly everyone has advanced care directives.
Just a way to get a conversation going as to what we want to accomplish in our lives.
Back in South Jersey, Mayor gives a speech about his new Conversation of a Lifetime initiative during the breakfast. After everything wraps up, he and church leaders invite people up front to write their wishes in colorful chalk on that huge Before I Die wall. Some wish for world peace. Dorothy.Rue wants to see every dog and cat have a home. Rue, like others I talked to, found the mayor's message uplifting.
I think it's an important thing. I think you should have a plan.
Seated in the back are Joe and Marianne Gormley, retired computer programmers who live a few blocks away. They aren't sure what to write on the wall, but they were already familiar with the mayor's efforts. They read about it in a church bulletin, and they're all for it, in theory.
There's so many things in life you procrastinate on. Boy, is that the easy one to procrastinate on. So bringing it to the forefront, making people think about it, it's a great idea, I think.
Yep, I agree.
Can I ask, have you all had conversations with your family or health providers about end-of-life planning? And
not.
No.
I'm one of those ones in denial and procrastinating.
So we know all about that.
The Conversation of a Lifetime campaign is still in its very early stages, with similar pilots taking shape in other New Jersey towns. Mayor says the fact that people are even open and comfortable with engaging in this concept, it's a really good start. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.